You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hi, it's Adam White here for AFL Nation from the MCG, where Port Adelaide 18-14-122 defeated Richmond 13-14-92. Port Adelaide kicking 13 goals to Richmond 6 to run out convincing 30-point winners. Todd Marshall kicked 4 for Port Adelaide, 3 each to Finlayson and Byrne Jones. And Charlie Dixon kicked 2 for Richmond. The multiple goal kickers were Baker, Bolton and Mansell, who all kicked 2. Here is how David Schwarzer, MEGT, saw the play after the match.
I was waiting for Port Adelaide to come. I thought it took them a quarter or two too long to get there. When you leave the door open, you always give the opposition that, you know, just that sneaky chance. But they came in at three-quarter time, and they obviously had a word and just said, right, if we put the first two on the board, we can really, you know, take advantage of it here, and that's what they did. They got busy. They got the ball inside, and the Tools don't get any smaller during the match. And Marshall stood up with 4 goals, Finlayson with 3, Dixon had his 2, and Byrne Jones hit a couple of really clever goals as well. So they did what they had to do. They came to the MCG. They beat a Tigers side that is depleted, but at the same time is dangerous. So I think Kenny will be happy to get home. They've got Melbourne next week, who have got a few injury concerns, and they should be able to maybe link a couple of games together and set their season up with some early wins.
David Schwartz there with his thoughts. Now listen to some of the highlights of the game, which saw Port Adelaide win by 30 points.
Coming out hard with some bravery was Zirk Thatcher. They might get goal side though here at Richmond. Here's Lynch. No one in front of him. Runs into the goal square and kicks the Tigers first. Barely a minute plays on the scoreboard in the first quarter. It's across the face of goal. It was dropped. They're in danger here, the Tigers. Willie Rioli's lurking. Vlosten comes in. Rioli applies a tackle. Sockers it forward. Byrne Jones is there. And has he poked it home? Yes, he has.
2-1 advantage here, and it gets to the back. Bolter, first to recover. He's got to be quick. He was. He got a handball to Baker. Put him under all sorts of pressure. Got knocked down. Martino front and centre. Chips it out to LaFell. Gives it across. Goal coming up here for the Tigers to Mansell. They made hard work of it, Richmond, but they got the job done. Kicking to the city end. Daniel Rioli is 20 metres out from goal straight in front. He has a chance to give Richmond the lead. He does just that. They're in this, the Tigers.
Mansell now to Shai Bolton from 50 metres. Bolton, a piercing kick, and his second goal of the day to extend the Tigers' lead out to 17 points.
Dixon missed pretty much from this position in the first quarter, and he missed to the right.
Pretty much straight in front of the city end from the red paint of 50. Leans back on it, and he has hammered it home. That went into the seats. Port Adelaide get the first goal of the second half.
Spits out to Evans, who's trying to escape Brown. He does, handballs off to Finlayson. Now to Houston. Steadies from 40 metres. Dan Houston has put the power in front. Can they get one more here, the Tigers? Rioli inside 50, mark taken. And Baker has a chance for 2 in a row on the three-quarter time siren.
This will be big. This will be huge. And it's going to be right on his limit because he's going to have to kick from 51 metres.
Liam Baker winds up from 50. Right foot kick is on route. Liam Baker has pulled the Tigers right back into this game.
Todd Marshall directly in front from just outside the 50. It's out to the right. It won't be a goal. It won't make the distance. It stays in the field of play. They're in trouble here, the Tigers. They got overwhelmed. They got swarmed. And it's a goal. A goal to Port Adelaide. Kicked by Meade, who was just in the right place at the right time.
Free kick going for Adelaide's way. They've taken the advantage. The Tigers are half asleep. Finlayson takes a bounce, runs in, top of the goal square, gets another one. It's his third goal, and Port Adelaide have been clinical. They are cutting the Tigers to ribbons in this last quarter.
The Bergman who takes the mark, 50 metres out from goal, and that is the siren. And Port Adelaide, in Travis Boak's 350th game, get the 4 premiership points with a 30-point win over Richmond. 18-14, 122 to Richmond 13-14, 92. And Port Adelaide, didn't they flex their muscles in the second half? 13 goals they kicked to win by 30 points as they all go to Travis Buck.
We got the power to win, power to roll.
So that final score again in front of a crowd of 30,000 here at the MCG, Port Adelaide 18-14, 122 to Richmond 13-14, 92. Don't forget to catch all the action of every game of the AFL season on AFL Nation.